AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. A federal judge in Florida said no to delaying former President Donald Trump's trial in May. The former president is facing felony charges, accusing him of illegally retaining and hiding classified documents at his Mar-a-Lago estate. He's in India, but Secretary of State Antony Blinken's focus is on the fighting between Israel and Hamas.
Far too many Palestinians have been killed. Far too many have suffered these past weeks.
Blinken called on Israel to minimize harm to civilians and maximize humanitarian assistance. The White House says President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping will meet next week on the sidelines at the Asia-Pacific Summit in San Francisco. A judge in Houston ruled against a GOP lawsuit trying to toss out 2022 election results.
Ruling several months after the August trial in Harris County, Texas, Judge David Peoples denied a request to overturn results from last November's elections in the Houston area. Republican Erin Lunsford, a judicial candidate, lost her race by more than 2,700 votes out of over 1 million cast. She called for a new election, blaming her defeat on ballot shortages and illegal voting. No GOP voters came forward to testify that they were unable to vote because of problems. Lawyers for Tamika Kraft, who won the election, argued that the suit was part of a master plan to disenfranchise voters and got one of Lunsford's expert witnesses to admit he had done sloppy work. The ruling is a blow to efforts by GOP leaders in Harris County to overturn election results in 17 other local contests. Since 2021, the Republican-controlled legislature in Texas has passed election laws that seem to target Harris County, eliminating the county's top election office and banning drive-through and 24-hour voting, initiatives credited for increasing voter turnout. I'm Jennifer King.
Vice President Kamala Harris flew to South Carolina to file paperwork putting President Biden on the 2024 presidential ballot.
We have momentum. The wind is at our back. And so let us continue to do what we know how to do.
This is AP News.
I'm Seth Zutel. This is Markets in a Minute. Wall Street is edging higher as it nears the close of a mostly quiet week following some fireworks since the summer. The S&P 500 was up 0.3% in the first hour of trading Friday. The benchmark index is on track to end the week nearly flat following its best week of the year. The Dow rose 73 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite was up 0.6%. Bond yields were mostly lower, but they wobbled a bit after a report suggested that Americans might be girding for higher inflation. A report from the University of Michigan found that Americans expect inflation of 4.4% in the year ahead. That's the highest level since a year ago. U.S. shares of Diageo sank more than 14%. The European Spirits and Beer Company said it was seeing a sharp slowdown in business in Latin America and the Caribbean. Seth Zutel, New York.
Electric car maker Tesla is facing strikes in Sweden unless it signs a collective bargaining agreement. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.